This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israeli army says two airstrikes in the West Bank killed nine Palestinian militants. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia.
As violence flares in the Israeli-occupied territory, the Israeli army said its forces struck a vehicle carrying five militants. They said that the occupants were on their way to carry out an attack. The five men were later identified by Hamas as militants, including one who was a local commander. A Palestinian news agency said that they were taken to a hospital, with four of the bodies being burned and charred beyond recognition. In a separate attack, Israel's military said it had killed four more Palestinian militants in the Tulkarem area shortly after they opened fire on Israeli troops operating in the area. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Renewed street violence in British cities Saturday left several police officers injured as they faced a fourth day of unrest following the murder of three young girls in northwest England earlier in the week. A shoe shop in the east coast city of Hull was set on fire amidst the violence, while mounted police clashed with protesters in the southwestern city of Bristol. Authorities in Hull said four people were arrested, three officers were injured. Riots involving hundreds of anti-immigration protesters have erupted in several towns and cities in recent days after false information spread rapidly on social media that the suspect in Monday's knife attack at a dance class for children in Southport was a radical Muslim migrant. Thousands of people rallied in the streets of Venezuela's capital on Saturday, waving the national flag and singing the national anthem in support of an opposition candidate they believe won the presidential election by landslide. Authorities have declared President Nicolas Maduro the winner of last Sunday's election, but have yet to produce voting tallies to prove that he